Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Frank. Appreciate that this morning. Good morning to everybody. Welcome to the show, You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11, here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Blessing being with you. Live broadcast the 7th of January, and we look forward to talking to you at 443-847-TALK. That's 443-847-TALK. T-A-L-K. All right, we've got our caller up on the line already, Mike Lambert. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
Well, great. Good to talk to you today, sir. As many of you know, Mike is retired now and lives up in western Pennsylvania, but he is still keeping his pulse on the detailing world. I still would bring my vehicle to him in a heartbeat to have a coating performed, even though I know he doesn't want to do it. How's the hip going, by the way?
Doing very well. No cane anymore. Walking on my own, and therapy's going good. And fortunately, with the weather the way it's been up here, I've been walking outside, and I think that's over for the rest of the year. But we're doing good. Thank you.
Very good. Glad to hear that. That was the left hip.
The right hip.
The right hip.
So I'm officially old now since I have a new hip.
There you go. You could join the Eagles.
There you go.
Yes. So anyway, well, glad to have you here. Glad to see that you're doing well health-wise. And we missed you for the couple weeks that you were out, but we know that you got out here for Christmas and New Year's, and we appreciate that so much. So tell us a little bit about what life is in western Pennsylvania and what you're doing as far as the detailing thing.
I take care of my own cars, obviously, and I've done a couple of the neighbors' cars, but other than that, there's not a whole lot going on up here in the wintertime, to be honest with you. But car show season, I'll tell you, I thought there was a lot of shows in Maryland, but there's probably in our area probably 5 or 6 shows every weekend.
Wow.
And then during the week they do what they call up here, they call them cruise-ins.
Yeah, which I don't understand, but okay.
They do the same thing
down here in Florida. They call Maryland. They call them cruise-ins, but you don't cruise. You just park and you leave.
They have them, you know, several days during the week in the evenings.
Uh huh.
So which is cool. We've gone to a few of them and I enjoy them. They don't do cars and coffee up here except for once a month in Morgantown, which is only about 10 or 15 minutes from me. In Morgantown, West Virginia, they do a cars and coffee. It's not nowhere near as big as the one that's in Hunt Valley unofficially, but it's enjoyable, and it's a lot of different cars. There's not a lot of the import scene up here, except in the Morgantown area. There's quite a few down there, but up here it's more of the old hot rods. And you see, you know, it's pretty much like at the car shows in Maryland. It's the same crowd, you know, every week. But it's very enjoyable, and it's really nice. And there's some real. Hello.
Hey, there you are. You're back.
Okay.
I didn't see anything happen here, so I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, so how far are you from Martinsville, West Virginia?
Oh, I have no clue.
Okay, no problem. All right. So anyway, that's where my daughter lives. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now we're if you look at the map, we're like smack dab in the middle from Pittsburgh and Morgantown. We're like, you know, it's an hour to Pittsburgh and 15 or 20 minutes to Morgantown. So we're right there, and to the Maryland line, maybe a half an hour.
Very good. Very good.
So we're at that area. Yeah.
All right. So real quick, I haven't talked to you about this, but what do you think about this game cancellation between Cincinnati and Buffalo and how that affects the Ravens? Are once again, is Baltimore screwed?
No. I think it was the only thing to do, to be honest with you.
Okay. I don't agree. I think the game should have been finished up on Tuesday night.
I have been in a situation when I worked in Dundalk where we lost 3 of our own, and it was really, really tough to work that evening.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand their point of view, and I understand your point of view, too.
Yeah.
I get it.
It is a sport. It is a business.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it now just killed our chances of possibly winning the division. And I know that may not sound important to anybody else.
Right. I understand your point of view. I do with all that. But I'm telling you right now, that was a out of the ordinary thing.
Oh, no doubt.
And for people to see somebody getting their chest compressed and a tube put down their throat on a football field.
Yeah.
That's for people that's not used to that.
Yeah.
That's pretty difficult to deal with. So
I agree.
I really think that was the only decision they could make. I mean, yeah, it's got ramifications for the Ravens, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't think we were going to win the division anyway.
Well, that could be possibly true, but now we may never know in that situation.
That's true.
So there's no sense playing hard this Sunday because it's not going to affect us. You know?
Well, I think with the third string quarterback, I don't think we're going to play very aggressively anyway. So.
Well, we'll see what happens. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, what are we going to talk about?
Talk about the new methods and the new recommendations for taking care of your microfiber rags.
Sounds good, buddy. Hang in there. We'll be right back. I'm Dave Cirio. This is You Ought to Know.
Your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3 to 1 over any other. Find your shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
I always take you with me.
Check it out, the updated WFMD app with the latest local news and weather, our podcasts and downloads, links, and it's even got a wake-up alarm. Best of all, we're on your phone from anywhere, at any time.
Everywhere I go.
The WFMD app. Download it for free at the Google Play Store or at WFMD.com.
A service of Frederick Air.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's 5 locations in Libertytown, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
Hey there, pretty little lady. I got the perfect pew-pew for you.
Here at Hafer's Guns, we are crushing stereotypes just like this one through education and training. Hafer's Guns is proud to have an Armed Women of America chapter with over 150 ladies. We meet once a month to educate and train. We will give you the confidence to use your firearm safely and correctly and have fun while we do it. No judgment, no intimidation, no stereotypes. Just guns. Find out more info on our website, www.hafersguns.com, or on our Facebook. Hafer's Guns, proud to be your one-stop gun shop.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Go Griffith Plumbing. We offer a variety of plumbing services. Do slow drains have you on edge every time you flush? Has your hot water stopped flowing? Do you have a plumbing leak? No worries, we're here to help with all of your plumbing needs. We understand that plumbing problems are very stressful and usually unexpected. When your plumbing issues have you down in the dumps, go Griffith Plumbing by calling 301-797-4533 or visiting gogriffithplumbing.com. Tell us how we can help you.
The Talk of Middletown.
Interesting talk.
930 WFMD. Radio Network.
I don't know where they come from, these people. I don't know where they come from, but I believe there is an automotive harassment squad that is notified when I leave the house. Okay, he's leaving now. Everyone in position. And they're laying for me all along my route. Here's a guy making a U-turn in reverse. Here's a woman backing out of a bush. And each of them has a special talent. Each driver has a different talent for you. First of all, there's the guy whose turn signal has been on since 1955. Then there's his opposite. That's the guy who doesn't put his turn signal on until he's finished the turn. He's gonna let you know where he just was. Then there's the man at night behind you whose brights are on. His brights are on in case you want to read. Well, I just happen to have a copy of Ivanhoe with me.
George Carlin and the Auto Harassment Squad on WFMD. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. You ought to know. With me, I have Mike Lambert. Good morning, Michael. How are you? See, we got him on there. Mike, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, there you are. Got you
okay,
back on.
Yeah, I got know. You.
Must be a connection on my line, so I apologize, sir. Well,
okay.
Good morning to you, sir. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So we're talking about rags.
Yeah. Yeah, rags. As we call them in Baltimore, wash rags.
Wash rags. There you go. Make sure you put the R in there for wash, that's for sure.
That's right.
So we're talking about, of course, towels. What can we do to make our towels useful over and over again?
Okay. What has become, in the last couple of months, I've been reading a lot of the changes and what the recommendations are for taking care of them. Now, when you buy a new towel, it'll tell you on the package, you know, how to take care of it. That's what you want to do. But if you lost a package or you have some towels that have been around a while, the new recommendation is to keep as much heat away from them as possible when you're taking care of them. So it used to be wash them in warm water and dry them on low heat. So now the recommendation is to use cold water. And detergent-wise, you want to use a laundry detergent that has no bleaches or dyes or fabric softeners in it. I use the All Free and Clear. And then also there are specific microfiber detergents that you can find online or at the detail shops. And I do okay with just the regular detergent because I'm not doing a lot of waxing and polishing. If you're doing a lot of waxing and polishing, then microfiber detergent is the way that I would recommend to go. And there's a specific order that you want to wash your towels in. I know it sounds complicated, but it's not. You want to use your glass and your drying towels as your first load. Those towels tend not to lint, so you don't want to mix up your glass towels with your polishing towels that might lint, and then you get lint on your windshield. So you do your drying towels and your glass towels first. And then the towels that you use for your paint, your good towels, you do those as your second load. And then your all-purpose towels, your towels you use for cleaning the interior and the carpets and the mats and the door jams and things like that, you want to do those as your last load. And then if you want to stay in good standing with your significant other, you want to clean out your wash machine. Okay.
So, yes, absolutely. So,
and then when you dry them, the best way to dry them is on air dry. You may have to do a couple cycles, but the air dry is the best way. And that'll keep everything lasting as long as it possibly can, because you do make a significant investment in towels if you're buying good towels. Okay, so you want to make them last as long as you can. And I've probably got some towels that are 7-8 years old that I still have that still work fine because I take care of them.
Right.
And, you know, when you're paying $30 for a drying towel, you don't want that thing to go bad in a month. So, you know, if you take care of them the right way, follow the directions on the package if you buy new towels, that's the way to go. But other than that, that'll keep them going a long time.
Where do you get your towels from?
I buy my towels from either Auto Ality in Pittsburgh, or I get them from a company called the Rag Company.
Why do they call them the Rag Company?
I have no idea.
I got you
but
there.
If you need a microfiber towel for anything, I mean computer screens, anything around the house or whatever, the Rag Company has towels designed for every purpose. And gotcha. They're a real good company to deal with. Auto Audi in Pittsburgh has really good towels. Korean towels apparently are the best, and that's what they sell. So either one of those places, any of your detail shops. And the Rag Company is also available on Amazon if you want to go that way.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. What phone number can people reach you at during the week, during the business hours? What phone number can they reach you at?
410-487-3980.
All right. If you want to give Mike a call and get some information about the detailing business,
sure.
He's more than happy to help you during the week, during business hours. Give him a call. Mike, always a pleasure having you, sir, for both shows. We appreciate that. And we look forward to talking again next Saturday morning, mister.
I look forward to it. Thank you. And tell the other guys I said hi.
I will do that. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert. Of course, now retired in Western Pennsylvania, but still keeping up with what's going on in the detailing business. That's really important. So we're glad to have him available there. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got Craig Shipp coming in. You have 1 second. Good morning, Craig. How are you? There we go. We've got him on the air. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Hello. Yes, it is a good morning. We've got some sun out. It is cooling down a little bit here in Frederick County, Maryland. So folks are definitely going to want indoor events, but we got a few of those for them.
Sure.
And I do want to also make another announcement that this is breaking news on your channel. I am going to be retiring probably in a year and a half, 2 years.
Wow.
A time frame.
Okay.
So I am going to be looking for somebody that has, you know, some energy and wants to get out and about and help the local owner operator businesses here in Frederick County. So if somebody wants to look into that possibility, they can get in touch with me. I think it's a rewarding thing to do.
Great.
And I think somebody can take the reins and run Frederick.com and make a good living and also do a lot of positive things for the community.
Very good. Well, I think that would be something. I'm glad to hear that you're retiring. I assume you're coming down to Florida. Is that correct?
Yes. I'll be down there full time, just like you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking forward to it. As you know, I wintered down there for many years.
Yes.
And I've never been there year round, but I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Very good. Well, we're looking forward to having you down here. I think retirement's a fantastic thing, and you're at the point of your life where that would work out great. You've got a lot of good years ahead of you, and finding somebody is not going to be easy in today's world.
That's correct.
I think you're going to find somebody. I think there's somebody out there that wants to run this type of business. I know that you keep very, very busy with videos and also, of course, going around talking to the businesses and getting out there and filming. I think you're going to find somebody really that wants to do that also.
In this day and age, with a good cell phone, they can do a lot of the things that I've been doing, and I can help them out with that, and of course, fully train them up. So it's kind of the business is kind of on autopilot, but we need the right kind of person to keep it flying.
You got it.
So really, one person can do it, and it's not They're not going to kill themselves. So anyway, send an email to news@frederick.com. That's your first litmus test as to whether or not you can get an email over to news@frederick.com. So we've got a breakfast going on. It might be this one might be wrapping up. So let me pass on that one. We've got something called Pups and Poses at Steinhardt Brewing Company. That's going on starting at 11 a.m. after your show. We've got a first annual flea market and craft swap. That's going on January 7 and January 8.
You think that's outside or inside?
Inside. It's something called Frederick Made, and I haven't heard of this one. So, again, if you can find all these, go to Facebook.com/Frederick County and just click on the event. You'll get more details. I've got a food truck and music weekend. We talked about that last week at Ligonhore Wineries. That's going on today starting at 3 p.m.
Great.
Dimensions in Between solo exhibition opening. This is at the Delaphine Arts Center today at 3 p.m., an artsy type of thing. Let's see. We've got Dominica Knapp Music, Prospect Point Brewery. It says some live music at 6 p.m. today. This is a really good one. At 7:30 p.m., we've got Debbie Williams and the Open Road Band. They're going to be at the Frederick Elks Lodge. And if you haven't seen Debbie Williams and her band, they are fantastic. So that's at 7:30.
Okay. And Debbie Williams, of course, was part of the charity event that happened every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she's still doing a lot to help with local fundraisers, but that particular organization isn't doing their thing anymore because it was a ton of work for her.
Yes,
so she kind of retired from that.
She had to. You get to a certain age that, you know, you spend all year getting ready for an event that lasts for one day. It's unbelievable.
And if you've seen her at one of those events on event day, I mean, she's just going around like a chicken with its head cut off. I mean, she's just so busy and working so hard, and God bless her. So we've got one more here. Long Boogie Combo.
Okay.
Another entertainment at Anchor Bar. This is the Freddie Long Band. They are really good as well.
Very good.
So they're also tomorrow. That's today at 8 p.m. They're also tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Very good.
At the same location.
We appreciate it, Craig. Thank you so much, man. You did a great job keeping us informed of what's going on. I do appreciate that.
Yep. Well, thank you for doing the show every week, and I'll be seeing you in Florida.
Sounds good, Craig.
Take care.
Thank you, buddy. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. You're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
They say somebody went murdered down. We used to listen to the radio.
WFMB News Time, 10:30.
This is 930 WFMB and WFMB.com. Now, WFMD News.
The Frederick County Grand Jury returned 11 indictments on Friday. One was against 51-year-old John Norman Staub of Thurmont, who's charged with sex abuse of a minor, third-degree sex offense, and second-degree assault. Staub was arrested in December for inappropriately touching his 12-year-old niece. The victim told the Department of Social Services that Staub had inappropriately touched her on several occasions. Staub is currently being held without bond. These grand jury indictments moved these cases to the circuit court, where trial dates will be scheduled. There were no injuries from a house fire in Washington County Friday morning. The Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office says just before 9:30 a.m., firefighters responded to the 10,000 block of National Pike in Clear Spring for a two-story single-family home on fire. They spent 45 minutes bringing the flames under control. Damage is estimated at more than $100,000 to both the house and its contents. The fire marshal's office says the fire originated in a second-floor bathroom, but the cause remains under investigation. Fire officials say the home had smoke alarms, but they were not working at that time. The Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition has set five top priorities for this year's General Assembly session. President Vinnie DeMarco says one would continue healthcare subsidies for low-income residents between the ages of 18 and 34. Another would allow individuals to purchase insurance in the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange, regardless of their immigration status.
There's no reason why people who are immigrants should not get the healthcare coverage they need, because when they go to the hospital, we all pay and higher premium costs.
DeMarco says there's also a bill covering those enrolled in the SNAP program.
We want to make sure that everybody on the SNAP or food stamps program who's eligible for Medicaid gets enrolled.
The 2023 Maryland General Assembly gavels into session on Wednesday, January 11th. I'm Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. It took a few days and 15 ballots, but Republican Kevin McCarthy was ultimately voted in as the next Speaker of the House.
Speaker McCarthy squeezed by with just 216 votes since Republicans, including Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz, voted present rather than no. The threshold was lowered and McCarthy needed just 215 for the majority. Democrats backed Congressman Hakeem Jeffries.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. There are winter storms and some flash flooding to watch out for in the West this weekend.
We got this one storm cutting across parts of Tennessee this morning. Scattered showers, no big problem. That is going to turn into some more significant moisture later this afternoon across parts of East Texas, throughout the overnight, across Louisiana, and throughout tomorrow.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Meanwhile, that cold Arctic air that put much of the nation in a deep freeze 2 weeks ago is remaining way up north. America is listening to Fox News.
The 930 WFND Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. As we head into the day, mostly sunny with a high near 45 and northwest winds 5 to 9 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Saturday night, we'll have a low around 27 and northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Sunday, we'll have a 30% chance of rain and snow showers with a high near 41 and light and variable wind. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dan Sutton.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, Dave. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop. So.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
The song continues and continues. That is Ray Stevens and The Streak. You're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. With me, I have the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive on the line, Todd and Jose. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, you got that down pretty good. I'm pretty impressed, I'm telling you. Very impressed. It's good to have you guys here this morning. I know it's a little chilly, but temperatures have been going up and down in the Maryland area recently. So I know you've got some cold weather coming. But how has that affected the shop there, Mr. Todd?
I tell you, we have just been, regardless of the weather, it's been nonstop. We closed out the year very strong, and we started the year very strong. So definitely good things across the board here.
Very good, very good. And Jose, you've been not, of course, only helping out at the Liberty Town location, but you've been spreading yourself pretty thin around the other locations also.
Yes, I have been at the Emmitsburg location helping out over there.
most of the times. And that's been a lot of fun because when you open up a new location and you partake in development of that new location, you make new friends.
Sure.
New community, new friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that was an existing shop, which is, I think that's the first time you've done that, correct?
Actually, no. We have taken over two other existing shops that were closed down.
Huh.
That one was a little bit different in the sense that it operated all the way up to the point that we took over.
But, right, yes.
But Liberty Town was an existing shop that had been closed for a year. And Newmarket was an existing shop that had been closed for 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, but it is a difference when it's a shop that you take over that was just operating the day before.
Yes. Oh, and, you know, come to think of it, Frederick was a shop that we took over.
Okay.
That was operating. They specialized at that time in NSX, Acura NSX.
Oh, okay.
And it just didn't work for them. Yeah.
You kind of ran out of that business, unfortunately. Not too many NSX owners out there that would be able to keep that business in float, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, we took it over. We changed it to a general service repair, maintenance service repair, and it worked. It worked very well.
Yes. And then also, of course, Big Bobby Allen started talking to you guys about doing the Jeeps, and that has gone real well, operating on Jeep refinement, making sure that they're modified properly.
Yeah, he has his share of Jeep modifications. Todd, you got into that a bit too, didn't you?
Yeah, we've done a few of them over here as well, Dave.
Right.
You know, just clients of ours that, of course, I have my Wrangler that has some tasteful modifications done to it. and some of the customers have identified that and said, hey, can you do that to mine? And yeah, absolutely, we can handle that.
You know what's rare is a 100% stock Wrangler.
It doesn't necessarily happen a whole lot. You know, I see so many of them that are tastefully done.
Right.
You know, a small amount of lift, some aftermarket tires, wheels, and you know, some tasteful modifications. We see a lot of that in this area. And there's the occasional one that does some pretty substantial modifications right down to axles, you know, major driveline components and whatnot. And they're into it big time with that type of stuff.
The real rare vehicle is a factory stock Wrangler in Florida. That's really rare because we modify these guys like unknown to anybody else. The tires wide, the wheels wide. I mean, everything is just different on those vehicles and lift kits and all that. So it's very, very unusual to see a stock Wrangler down here in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I've spent some time driving around in your parts down there, and, yeah, you're absolutely right. There's not much stock down there, that's for sure.
Unbelievable. So I'm glad things are going well for you guys down there. It's something that, you know, we always hope for all five locations, but you keep busy because you take good care of your customers.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's always a reinvestment to keep things moving. I mean, with that, I mean, we just put in a brand new Hunter alignment system here, which, you know, was not a minor investment by any means, but it's all about taking care of the customer and doing the best job that we possibly can.
Most customers would have no idea of how expensive that Hunter alignment machine is, but we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. If I'm not mistaken, that's well over $50,000.
You're in the right neighborhood, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, this is a laser machine, which they've been out for a while now. But Todd, what sort of capabilities does this machine have?
Oh, I tell you, you know, the interface now, Dave, to go with the lane departure and mm-hmm. you know, steering angle sensors and all of that. It has a control module that's built into the machine that's wireless. You plug it into the data link connector, and it walks you through step by step how to set a lot of these parameters back in after the alignment's performed.
Right. If you're for the both of you that may be listening and not knowing what Todd is talking about, you have all different type of features now on some of the more modern automobiles. As he mentioned, the lane departure, where you start to drift off and it corrects that. And then you also have, of course, the automatic braking systems. All of these have sensors built into the car that are reading at 100% of the time while you're driving. And if those sensors get out of calibration or get knocked out of alignment, then the system does not work properly. And that's where this alignment machine, not only alignment for the wheels and alignment for the suspension, but also alignment for these features.
Right. Now this system doesn't actually align the cameras itself. Now, we do have a system in place at our Urbana shop that does do that.
Okay.
But this kind of resets the alignment angles back into those modules, but not necessarily camber positions.
So I gotcha.
It's not a one-all be-all, but it definitely solves a lot of the gap that we had previously.
Yeah, we have a different, significantly different system at the Urbana location to do the ADOS recalibration on the cameras and the LIDAR radar. That's an Autel system, isn't it?
It is. It's the Autel system. It's pretty neat the way that whole thing works.
And that ain't a dollar and a half either, I can tell you that right now.
No.
No, not at all.
Yes.
No, it's interesting that Mike was talking about how you protect your investments.
Yes.
These pieces of equipment are pieces that you definitely take care of within the shop environment because you want them to last years and years.
Are they upgradable?
Some are. Some of the front end alignment machines are upgradable. The ADOS system is totally upgradable. Of course, you're getting new targets and you're getting upgrades on the softwares as well.
Great. Very good. And again, it's the figure of getting these things taken care of is really important in the world, I'll tell you. All right, we got to take a real quick break. When we come back, we've got more to talk with Todd and Jose, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. Whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
I want my mileage back.
Of course you want your mileage back. And all the extra money you've spent feeding an engine gunked up with carbon. Your car needs its fuel system cleaned, and it needs it now. You need BG44K. It's the one dealerships use the most. In fact, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other fuel system cleaner made. To find a shop near you, go to BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG. Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's 5 locations in Libertytown, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
I didn't think it was possible to meet someone like Susan. We just clicked after realizing we each have a strong sense of self and share the same core values in life.
After taking our advanced personality test, Daniel and Susan matched on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want. Sign up today at silversingles.com/romance. That's silversingles.com/romance.
8 actors representing true customer testimonials. Names have been changed.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG. New fashion, new styles. Get your home ready and celebrate the new year at Ashley's New Year's Sale event. Save 25% off on all Ashley living rooms, dining rooms, and bedrooms. Or get 60 months no interest financing. What a way to start the new year. Save 25% off beautiful Ashley looks for every room. Thousands of items in stock, ready for fast delivery. Out with the old, in with the new. Decorate your home and save 25% off. Or choose 60 months no interest financing at Ashley's New Year's Sale. Visit homestores.online for the Ashley store nearest you.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Maryland Terrapins basketball on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, WFMD.
The Terps take on Ohio State this Sunday afternoon starting at 12:30 on 930 WFMD.
You go out in this city, you know, you go to a show like this, and you're with your friends, and you talk, and maybe you have a good time, maybe you don't. The most amazing thing that happens to you on a night like this is the ride that you have in the cab. You know, isn't it incredible the chances that these guys take with your life and that you're so calm in the back seat, you know, because they got that glass partition, and you're just watching them. It's like it's happening on television, you know. He's flying around the road, and you're going, boy, that looked dangerous. I don't think I'd try that in my car. That was almost an eight-car pileup. Did you watch what happened on that last turn? Then you're 5 minutes late, you start rooting for the guy. He's up on the sidewalk, you're going, this is a good move. He killed a guy, I'm on time.
Jerry Seinfeld and the cab drivers. That's a funny routine. I'm Dave Serio. You're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. With me, I have the dynamic duo Todd and Jose. Once again, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, I want to talk about electric cars, specifically Tesla. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but this happened in South Korea, and now it's having, of course, American NHTSA is probably going to be looking at this soon. South Korea's Fair Trade Commission alleged that on Tuesday, the electric automaker Tesla exaggerated the driving ranges of its cars on a single charge, their fuel cost effectiveness compared to gasoline vehicles, as well as the performance of its superchargers in cold weather. In fact, they're saying that right now it's a $2.2 million fine that Tesla is now facing for the possibility of misleading consumers. And they're saying that the driving range of Tesla vehicles drops in cold weather by up to 50%.
My, that's significant.
Yeah. That's a huge amount, and the $2.2 million fine is not probably going to hurt Tesla too much, but if you're familiar with Tesla right now, the stock has been plummeting over the last number of months, and also, according to one headline that is near this story, it says, Tesla stock extends drop in new year, becoming a long-term hold, and then there's another story that says Elon Musk becomes the first person to lose $200 billion with a B dollars.
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah. So I don't know if that all is accurate. You never know. It's just because it's on the web, you know what I mean. But the 50.5% drop compared to what was advertised online, according to Reuters, is citing that the Korean agency has come up with that, and that's the reason for the $2.2 million fine. So pretty interesting stuff.
You know, Dave, we all know that batteries lose efficiency to the tune of about 15, maybe 20% in the cold weather, right?
Yep.
I mean, we all know that.
Right.
But I understand with Teslas, it's really the way you drive that car and how, if you put your foot in it, if you cruise nice and easy, it really determines how much of a range that vehicle is going to give you. I really wonder how they measured that.
I'm wondering, too. And keep in mind, the Korean government is what is fining Tesla on this. Okay, they also have their own Korean cars that are electric that are competing against Tesla. So there may be a little bias there or a little bit of exaggeration of the situation, too, because they're trying to sell cars against Tesla also that are 100%. Coming out with the Hyundai Ioniq 5 and all that are all 100% electric cars. So the Korean government probably has a little incentive to exaggerate the situation, too.
And this is actually an opportune time to sort of slug the guy who's on his way down anyway.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And, I think for us to say that a government not being 100% honest is something we can believe.
Yeah,
whether it's ours or theirs. Whether it's ours or theirs.
Yeah, I just wonder what the long term effect is going to be. Not over this incident, but the stock going down, losing being devalued. What the long term effect is going to be for Tesla? I'm kind of watching that as it happens.
Yeah, they were.
Will it level off?
They were down 15,000 vehicles brand new made that they were expecting to do 418,000 vehicles in 2022, and they only did 403. I still think that's close enough for rock and roll, and I don't think that's going to hurt them. But if it continues to go on a downward trend, you're absolutely right.
You know, while we're talking about this, have you heard any more about Carvana?
No, I haven't. I did hear that they had an investor come in and save them. So they did get saved by an investor. I don't know if that's temporary. Of course, the investor's hoping it's not temporary, I'm sure. But they did get an investor to come in and save them from Chapter 11. So I think they're doing okay right now.
Good, because, you know, I'm seeing more and more of their advertisements. It's like they've geared back up.
Yes, I think the investor definitely helped, and I think they realize how important it is to keep those commercials going and keep people. You know, I think one of their mistakes, and I could be wrong about this, but I don't really think they needed to go to such an elaborate delivery system with those buildings and the hydraulics and all that and the lifts and all that elevator stuff and everything. I think if they would have just gone like they did with some of the other companies and just use a tow truck to bring the vehicle to people, I think that possibly could have saved them some money.
Right, yeah, yeah. Maybe they'll change a little bit, evolve a little bit more.
Their delivery per vehicle has to be fairly costly with the cost of those elevator systems that they have.
Yeah, yeah. Getting back to Tesla, though.
Okay.
It has had such a big following. You've got such a loyal base
people
customers.
People love them. People love them.
People love them. You see them everywhere. I don't see that car manufacturer going away. I just don't.
I mean,
they're going to have their ups and downs like all the other manufacturers, you know?
I'm not a big electric car fan. I prefer the noise and the rumble and the high performance and all that, but I don't want to see
no,
a Tesla.
No, come on, you're kidding.
I know that's
right. I never got that from you.
Well, but you haven't been listening, mister. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, but I don't wish ill on Tesla. I think it's a great company, and I'd like to see it do well. And I don't mind the electric vehicles coming into play. But I do mind the complete dissolving of the combustible engine. I think that's a mistake, and I don't think we should do that. But we'll see what happens in the near future.
Well, quite honestly, I don't think that that's going to happen. I think it's going to be something that continues to become more and more refined. So internal combustion engine, I don't think is going to go anywhere. I really don't. I'm sure it's going to be subsidized with electric technology, you know, hybrids especially, and maybe replaced in total EVs. But ICE is going to be around for a while.
I think so. I certainly hope so anyway. All right. We have about 3 minutes, sir. Take your time, and let's go over the five locations that we didn't get a chance to last week.
Yeah, we did rush through a little bit last week, but, you know, over here, you know, Jose, myself, Angela can be reached Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 301-694-6250. And, of course, you can reach any of our shop on the web at www.dynamicautomotive.net.
And that's
lots of information there.
That's the Liberty Town location, correct?
It is, yes,
yeah.
Correct.
And if you're in a Newmarket area, give my partner Lee a call or Sarah at 301-694-5460. They're located at 10530 Old National Pike.
It's in Urbana, Maryland at 8824 Urbana Church Road. Over there, that is the largest shop that we have, which has the large repair shop, the four-bay quick lube up front. You can reach Jason, Jennifer, or Stu at that location, same hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 5 p.m. at 301-874-8833.
And if you need any work done to your Jeep, or if you have a fleet, give Big Bobby Allen a call at our Frederick location at 301-662-3300. He's located at 11 Bike Court, Frederick, Maryland. And then we have our last location, our fifth location,
which is located at 20 Creamery Way in Emmitsburg, Maryland. Adam takes care of that location up there, same hours as all of the others, and they can be reached at 301-447-2800.
And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know we'll be pleased to do a free DVI inspection complete with pictures, videos, a complete report free of charge. Just mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know. Thank you, Dave.
That diagnosis is pretty important, by the way, especially if you get it for free. That's even better. And just mention my name or mention the show, you ought to know. And Jose and Todd and everybody else at the other four locations will be more than happy to do that for you. And that'll give you a complete synopsis of exactly what's going on with your vehicle. Stuff that maybe you need to have done soon or stuff that can wait a while. They'll be honest with you and give you a fair synopsis on that to tell you exactly what's going on. So that's a good deal.
Absolutely, yes. And it's very in-depth is what we perform on those.
Very good. All right, well, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the show, as always. Happy New Year to you. Hope 2023 treats you great, as 2022 did. And we look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys. All right, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive joined us here on the show. We appreciate that so much. All righty. I'm Dave Serio. That's about all the time we have. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning on Free Talk 930 WFMD.